Granger County tomatoes, a hot commodity. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. United States Senator Lamar Alexander made a special visit to Tennessee homegrown tomatoes recently to pick up some Granger County tomatoes to bring back to Washington.
I'm just here to congratulate Kelly and Steve Longmire and the people of Granger County for what they've done here, because Granger County over the years lost some manufacturing jobs, but they built up their agriculture and they built up tomatoes, and they made these Granger County tomatoes a brand that people in this whole region really, really love to eat. And I just want them to know that United States senators all over the country look forward every year to Granger County tomatoes.
Senator Alexander makes this stop every year to get tomatoes for the Thursday lunch he holds for Republican senators back in D.C. He says they look forward to those tomatoes every year, but more important is the positive impact those tomatoes have had on Granger County.
A lot of counties in Tennessee have gone through a big change in the last several years. We've lost some manufacturing jobs. You always have to replace those with new jobs. Some of those jobs come from auto plants, but some of the jobs in Granger County have come from increased production of tomatoes.
Now, Senator Alexander toured the Tennessee homegrown tomato farm, and he spoke about issues affecting not only tomato growers, but pretty much the entire ag industry, immigration in particular.
We need a reform of our immigration laws first to make sure that people who work here are legal. And in any sort of legal system, we're going to need guest workers for agricultural crops. And the Congress has been derelict in not making the border safe, making the border secure, and then dealing with the guest worker program for agricultural workers.
Now, Steve and Kelly Longmire of Tennessee Homegrown Tomatoes have been in business for more than 30 years. They have around 300 acres where they raise 80 to 100,000 tomato plants, as well as other vegetables. This is Melissa Berniston for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.